Yesterday's spring-like temperatures set some record highs across the area. However, most areas fell just a few degrees short of previously set record high temperatures. We also had a couple of nighttime temperatures or low temperatures that set records, not for being the coldest, but for being the warmest. Burlington's low temperature yesterday was 45 degrees. That sets the record for the warmest minimum temperature for the date. And for Albany, the low temperature was 44 degrees. So we were definitely on the mild side. And normally, when we have overnight temperatures way above freezing this time of year, we can talk about snowpack melting very quickly, but in much of our area, there's really no snow left, so we're looking at bare ground as it is. Now, the cold has returned as a cold front passed through yesterday and last night, and it's definitely feeling much more like winter across our area this afternoon. We have high pressure that is back over the upper plains that will work its way through the Great Lakes over the next day or so, and that is cold high pressure, so the chill is on as we move through the nighttime hours into the day tomorrow. Temperatures tonight will chill down into the single digits and teens across the area. We are expecting some single digits below zero, especially across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Greens. Now, it has been on the windy side through the day. The winds will tend to diminish as we head into tonight. And moving into tomorrow, that high pressure area continues to work across the Great Lakes into northern New York. At the same time, an area of low pressure will go by well to our south. So with a low passing to our south, we will see clouds in the mix, especially from about I-90 south through the day tomorrow. So it's a brighter day across the north country, a cloudier day for the capital region on south. Now, most of that storm will go by to our south, though it is possible that a couple of snow showers or flurries do make it into areas well south of Albany during late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 20s with some teens in the higher elevations, and then temperatures will slowly moderate moving through the remainder of the holiday weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with diminishing wind, cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high 18 to 26. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with diminishing wind, cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with diminishing wind, colder, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, chance of late snow showers with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with diminishing wind, cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, continued cool, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.